Good morning. This is Akashvani, the news read by Saira Mujtaba. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will hold talks with Russian President Vladimir Putin in New Delhi today. Both the leaders will review progress in bilateral relations and exchange views on regional and global issues of mutual interest. A number of agreements are expected to be signed following the talks, including in areas related to trade, economy, healthcare, academics, culture, and media. President Putin arrived in New Delhi last evening on a state visit to India for the 23rd India-Russia Annual Summit. He was received warmly by Prime Minister Modi at the airport. The Russian president will be accorded a ceremonial reception at Rashtrapati Bhavan this morning. The visiting dignitary will pay his respects to Mahatma Gandhi by laying a wreath at Rajghat. In the evening, President Draupadi Murmu will receive the Russian president and host a banquet in his honour. Our correspondent reports that India and Russia are celebrating the 25th anniversary of the declaration of their strategic partnership. Russian President Vladimir Putin has said that India-Russia collaboration is not directed against any country, and the collaboration is solely aimed at safeguarding the national interest of the two nations. In the context of India's energy ties with Russia, Mr. Putin said, certain actors dislike New Delhi's growing role in international markets in view of its close relations with Moscow, and these elements are aiming to constrain India's influence for political reasons by imposing artificial obstacles. Referring to Western sanctions against Moscow, Russian president said his country's energy cooperation with New Delhi largely remains unaffected. He was talking to a TV channel ahead of his two-day visit to India. Rejecting Washington's objection to India procuring crude oil from Russia, Mr. Putin said if the US has the right to buy Russian fuel, why shouldn't India have the same privilege? Union Home Minister Amit Shah is on a three-day visit to Gujarat beginning today. During his day visit, Mr. Shah will attend several programs in Ahmedabad, Gandhinagar, Vav Tharad and Banaskantha. Mr. Shah is also expected to inaugurate several key infrastructure and public amenity projects of Ahmedabad Municipal Corporation. Mr. Shah will begin his day with the inauguration of Swadeshotsav, an event organized by Swadeshi Jagran Manch at the GMDC ground in Ahmedabad. Thereafter, the minister is scheduled to address the NABARD IAMAI Earth Summit 2025-26. This two-day summit focuses on the theme of empowering rural innovation for global change and the vital role of cooperative societies in India's rural growth. The Director General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has held a review meeting with Civil Aviation Minister Ram Mohan Naidu, along with senior officials from the Ministry of Civil Aviation and IndiGo's top leadership, after the airline reported major disruptions across its network since late November 2025. The airline has been cancelling around 170 to 200 flights per day, far above normal levels. During the meeting, the minister criticized the manner in which the situation has been handled by the airline. He added that ample preparatory time had been available to ensure a seamless transition to the new regulatory requirements. The National Investigation Agency, NIA, has arrested four persons in connection with an organized illegal arms and ammunition trafficking case. 22 teams of the NIA conducted extensive searches at multiple locations across three states. These included seven locations in the Nalanda, Sheikhpura and Patna districts of Bihar, 13 in Auraya district of UP and two locations in Kurukshetra district of Haryana. In a joint operation of Narcotics Control Bureau or NCB and Central Reserve Police Force or CRPF, a consignment of 5.9 kgs of meth was seized near Aizawl and eight persons of transnational drug syndicate were arrested, including one Jabrul Hawk, who is the kingpin of the syndicate. And that is the end of this news bulletin.